I started to do Angels of Dirt back in 2006 on a total whim. I had a camera at my disposal. I had been to a few races at Aztaland, a local dirt track in Lake Mills, Wisconsin, and watching young girls race was a total turn-on. I was really excited to see the fearlessness, the sense of self, the self-determination that they then brought to the sport, and how inclusive the sport was with young girls and boys. So I just started filming interviews, and the first person that I met was Charlotte Kanes. She gave me my first interview. She was 9 years old. She sat in a lawn chair with a Red Bull, and she told me that what she wanted to do with her life was become a professional flat tracker, and that's what she did. That day I met her father, I met her friends, I met other female racers, and I felt like my level of intrigue was astounding, and the energy that I had around following these young racers was undeniable for me. And so that's how the project started, and it continued for 3 years as I followed Charlotte and other young women racing. And I learned about the race community. I was observant. I was immersed. I was all the many things that happen to you when you are just spending your time in a new crowd and with a new group of people. And then I put the project on hold after having a traumatic car accident and stepped away from not only the project, but a lot of things for about a year. After that, the Smart Studios project entered my life, and that felt immediate and like a great opportunity. I didn't realize it was going to take 7 years. Almost to the day that the Smart Studios project left my life, I found out that Charlotte had crashed and lost her life in Santa Rosa, California, racing the last race of her professional career. At that point, the story of the film, which was initially just celebrating a lot of different female racers, this story now had a very significant foundation to be invested in, which was Charlotte's life and who Charlotte was and is.
When you were a fan of the racing, had you experienced that sort of near-death exhilaration? Had you felt that as a witness? And then, if so, did that change after your accident, and did you get closer to Charlotte in some sense with having that experience?
Having a traumatic experience, which was for me an accident on the highway, and the person who was helping me on the highway was then killed on the highway while they were helping me. And so it was the trauma of the accident linked with another trauma of somebody losing their life who was assisting me. That has remained completely unrelated to the story or the relationship that I have with Angels of Dirt. It explains to me why I stepped away. I just was not able to invest. It explains a lot of things about that time and what I needed to do to take care of myself with trauma. And I learned a lot about trauma and recovery because it took me so long to recover from that. So I think that while I don't relate it to the story or it doesn't shift anything in the story for me, having the experience of trauma recovery is a gift that I, regardless of the film, I feel like it was a very valuable experience now having gone through trauma recovery. Nobody looks through the lens of trauma at motorcycle racing. You look through the lens of life force. So that is, Charlotte was life force. And everything around her passing has touched life force more than it has touched trauma. Although the level of trauma, you can't really decide what that is for anybody, but it exists, and it doesn't exist in an elephant in the room kind of way. It is very acknowledged how much we all miss and are hurting around the loss of this incredible person to all of us. And everybody feels it differently, expresses it differently, but it's all connected to a real love that we have.
It seems to me, sitting here, is a bittersweet sort of thing. Mm-hmm. The privilege of having met her, having watched her, and then the loss of her. Mm-hmm. is there putting on of a director producer's hat mm-hmm. and stepping away from that, or do you want the audience to get that connection with you in the film?
I don't know about connecting, because everybody's going to do that. Everyone is going to connect differently to Charlotte, to racing, to the notions of love and loss and life and fearlessness. Everyone's going to have their own visceral or guttural, whatever it is, emotional connection to those themes, which are universal in the film. It's important for me for people to know Charlotte in a way that is driven by her voice and her experience. Now, some of that will be anecdotal through people telling stories about Charlotte, but then some of it will be actual Facebook posts of hers, or a journal entry, not a journal, but a writing of hers, or a comment, or a comment that she made to somebody else in an email that I might retrieve. So I've made it clear to a small circle of folks within Charlotte's community that this is important to me, is to bring her into the center of the film as much as possible. And as a filmmaker, I have to sort out ways that I'm going to do that. You know, the tagline to the film is, "The freedom to be fearless is every girl's right." And I take that very seriously as a woman filmmaker who is usually working on a project that's got an activist component or a consciousness component. I feel like Charlotte represents a young woman who was given full access to pursue her own level of fearlessness, her own level of courage. And she was mentored, she was supported, she was ushered by a community that believed in her. And who she was and who she is to us is partly the result of the community and family that support you and help you on your way. I feel that now it is vital to represent stories of women who are not necessarily breaking the molds, but they are walking their truth, they're living their truth at any cost. And with Charlotte, the cost was just access, and that's what she had. And I think that it's an important message around the film.
Material culture contributor Jennifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. The project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts.
This week, Fields spoke with filmmaker Wendy Schneider about her latest documentary, Angels of Dirt.